just texted me the word jizz.
No.
Why is that? What did she mean by that? I just looked at my phone and look at jizz. Look at my phone's covered in shit. How do you like living in LA?
I love it.
You do love it?
Yeah.
You have a dog?
Yeah, sure
yeah,
do.
Yeah, you do have a dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we both have dogs.
God, I love her.
Really?
I love my
pet. I'm obsessed with my dog. But it's giving me OCD because I'm so obsessed with her that I check everything. I check the stove.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you leave her with somebody you trust?
Yeah, she's at my parents' place.
The parents. Yeah. My mom has two pit bulls, and I just am worried that...
Oh, yours is a little guy.
Well, they love each other, but my mom is like a... She's like Tiger King as a woman.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes I'm like, I'm going to get back, and my dog is going to have like a shaved head.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Wait, what's your kind of dog?
She's like a perfect angel. I'll show you.
Oh.
She's just a perfect angel.
A little one?
Yeah.
So you could travel with her.
She comes everywhere.
See, that's where I, next dog I get, I want to be small.
She got a big stick. She got a big stick. She's like this big.
See, that's what I next dog, because Penny's big. She's 40, over 40 pounds. And she's
I
like
wanted a big dog, of course, but I just knew
you
that
can't
I was going to. Yeah.
You need a dog. When
so I got a mini big dog. She's like mainly healer, but she's shrunken because she is a mutt, so she has like chihuahua and
perfect.
Stuff.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Good for you.
She's the best dog.
Joey,
it's crazy.
Jordan, congrats. I was sorry. I was going to say Joey. Jordan, congrats on everything.
Oh, thanks.
You're
people
so
say
great.
That, and I would like.
To feel it?
To feel it.
Yeah, but you're one of the best.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
I don't... The amount of crowd work I post makes me feel like such... Because I don't post bits, makes me feel like I'm...
No, but don't you think that's better? You're saving it for the specials?
Yeah, but sometimes I think people think of me and they're like, you're doing great because you post all of this like insane crowd work. And I worry that... You know what I mean?
Yeah, but...
That I get pigeonholed into that.
Oh, no, don't worry about it.
Great. Great. I love that. I won't worry about it anymore. What are you working on? What are you doing? Are you building an hour?
I'm really slow coming up with new stuff. It takes me a long time. It's getting there. I mean, I feel like I have maybe a half hour of new stuff. But when I'm on the road these days, it's a mix of old and new.
Yeah.
You know.
But that's what you're working on is building it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Were you off tour for a while and then you went back on tour? Or have you just been touring this whole time?
Well, last year was every other weekend the whole entire year.
Yeah.
When are you every week?
No, I switched. I was going to have a mental breakdown, so I said every other weekend.
Yes.
I can't do I think every other weekend is a little crazy.
That was a lot, too.
It's a lot. Every weekend was like...
Whoa.
I was just expediting my life rapidly. I would just like get... It was like you would get back home. You wouldn't have time to unpack. Right. You go to therapy. You work out one time.
Yeah.
You like.
And your own bed. You need your own bed.
Yeah, you need your own bed. It's
do
crazy.
You have trouble with the. I'm always checking. First thing I do in the hotels, check the pillow to make sure it has a firmness.
See,
the hair. I don't like seeing any hair on the sheets.
No hair on the sheets.
Ooh.
I have no pillow. I've realized I don't have pillow envy. I don't have pillow needs.
That's good.
Yeah. It is. What I do is because I travel with my dog.
Yeah.
It's I get in there and I make sure she has everything. I'm like, are there any fucking things on the ground that she's going to get?
Whoa.
And then I have to make. Yeah. So like if it's dog friendly, I'm very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. But it is like I just have a child. So I get there and I'm like, is the baby?
Yeah.
Taken care of.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, is there a park? I have to have a park next to the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I'm a diva.
Perfect.
It has to be a park. But I don't. Being on the road sucks for me because I'm a food addict. So if I don't have my like regiment, I'm just like eating everything on the road and being a tyrant.
Wait, what do you mean food addict? Like you'll just eat everything?
I'll just eat anything, everything.
Yeah.
Go for it.
So do you plan ahead what restaurants?
No, it ends up being chaotic. It ends up being like I fast until 4 and then I eat. You know what I mean? Like I brought my trainer like one time planned my entire weekend. And I just was like, you're having me eat way more than my body can tolerate. Like, I can't, you know what I mean? Because trainers are like, you will eat this amount of protein. And
yeah.
I was like sick and sweaty. And I was so hot. So I couldn't do that. But yeah, I'm like a psycho person. So I like normalcy. So
mm-hmm.
The road sucks. But it's where you get money.
Yeah.
So you have
I
to
know.
Do it. I did a bus tour recently and that was kind of cool.
Ooh.
Because that was sicko mode.
Oh, wait. I saw you do
yeah.
that. When was that? Last year?
No, that was like. mere weeks ago.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Did you have Jordan Jensen ride on the bus?
No.
Oh.
I wanted to, but they didn't set it up that way. I thought that would have been good. But also they didn't want to do it because
security.
Safety. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I did want like a Blue Chew advertisement or something. Some, you know what I mean? Something that would pay for the bus that was like,
yeah,
that's what I wanted. A big
did
monster energy sticker.
Did you have other people
sticker.
With you on there?
Yeah, it was packed. I had my like best friend who was selling
that's
merch.
So fun.
It was so fun. They overbooked it, so I lost my mind a little bit. But it was like, I do think if you're going to do the road, you should just go chaos mode as hard as possible and then take a break.
Yeah.
I think that's the move. Because that's what
great.
I did, and now I have April off and I'm chilling.
Good.
But on the bus, I was like, I'm going to die. But it was just like 2 weeks of I'm going to die.
Oh, 2 weeks. That's
not... 2 weeks. But it was 22 shows in 2 weeks. It was crazy. It was a lot. And no sleepies.
Yeah.
No sleepies. It was great. But it was very like punk. And then you get off and you're like, now I'm going to go back to air.
And you can't poop on the bus.
You can't poop on the bus. Mm-hmm. And I got like bad poop poisoning.
Oh.
From eating poop. No, I didn't poop. It sounds like I ate poop. I pooped.
I did 1 year, one summer back in 2015. They had a Vans Warped Tour comedy tent. So I was on the bus at Vans Warped Tour for 2 weeks. And I couldn't shower. I was like sleeping in my own sweat. And there were other people I didn't. I was like, at first I hated it. And then I just kind of got used to it.
Yeah.
You know, and then I was
Wait, Warped Tour does a travel?
It was just one time. They added a comedy tent.
They added a comedy. I did that at Fish Fest once. I don't like fish. But I did do a comedy tent, and it was the weirdest thing I've ever done.
Was that the one in Cancun?
No, I wish. This was like Delaware.
Oh.
It was Delaware, and it was dark. It was really crazy because everybody's like on drugs, and you're like talking about wanting to fuck your dad or something, and they're like, no, and you're like, I'm so sorry, let me talk about something else. I like was pivoting, being like, I'm really scaring you and that's making me scare myself, and it's really, so I was just being like, then I just did all jokes about doing drugs or like dogs or like things that I could see them, like, because you can watch them be like, okay, you know, so I'm like, okay, we just have to keep the energy.
Whoa.
It was so weird. But Warped Tour sounds so fun.
It was pretty fun.
And you, how long was it?
It was just, for me, 2 weeks. But then there were two other comics that were there the whole summer, which must have been nuts. 3 months.
Where are they traveling to? Where were you going?
The leg that I was on for the 2 weeks, it was, I feel like it was some of East Coast and then some in Canada. I can't remember.
That's fun.
East Coast. Yeah.
Did you have hotels ever?
I think one night.
Yeah. Did you sleep well on it or did you sleep bad?
At the venues. I slept in my little bunk. I loved it.
Yeah, the bunk is a good, good to sleep. Yeah. We weren't sleeping well because we had to get to places. So we'd have to take off at like 3 a.m. and then drive through the night and then
drive through the night to the next location.
Yeah. But you're never getting full sleep.
Nah.
It's not a full rest. I don't know if I've ever gotten a full rest. Maybe after like a bar of Xanax. Yeah. But like a full good sleep? Are you getting that?
How many hours do you get? Need 8?
I need 10. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a 10 girl. 8 is not nothing. 8 is not. 8 is 6. Oh. 8 is 5. 8 is nothing. 8 is an all-nighter.
Yeah.
But I need 10. I need 10. What are you?
I think I'd love 10.
Yeah.
But 8 gives me enough energy for the day. If it's under 8, I'm another person.
Yeah.
I'm very mean.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you get mean?
Yeah.
To who?
Strangers? No. I can feel it. I'm not. I don't feel
hostile.
The joy. Sleep gives me the joy.
Sleep. I know. I was just talking to Emma Willman about this. That sleep is the number one thing that keeps me out of depression,
mm-hmm.
or anything. But it does. 8. I get pissed. 8. I'm still pissed.
Oh,
8.
Wow.
I'm like. 8. I'm pissed because I'm like, that could have been 9, and then I would have been okay. You know what I mean? I'm like, this could have been good. Like, the guy that I'm seeing wakes up all the time early, and it drives me insane. But I have to, like, be like,
but can you go back to sleep after you hear him wake up?
I can, but I can feel this, like, it's like, I'm like, I get resentful if anything happens in my sleep. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like, I'm like,
you
have fucking, and then I have to be like, no, this is a person, this is a compromise.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the sleep is, if it were up to me, I would sleep, I think probably, it would probably be an 11-hour thing. And it would be like, go to bed at 8 and wake up whatever 11 is.
That would be good.
Wouldn't that be nice?
We can with the shows.
No. And then you get blasted in the face by the light at 9 p.m., right? And then that keeps you up. What time do you go to sleep?
Oh, yeah. No, if I'm doing shows it takes me a few hours after to wind down.
I wish there was an alternative. Well, it tells your brain that the sun is there.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like fucking with your circadian rhythm. What's his name? Huberman, that guy?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He will talk about, like, he's like, I'm avoiding lights anytime after 6 p.m., like, even my phone. And I'm like, I'm getting I'm getting standing in direct light. It's psychotic. At, like, 1:30 a.m. It's crazy. What time do you go to sleep?
If after shows, midnight, 1, probably.
Wow.
But I go on the road, I tell my agents, I'm like, I want the earliest shows as possible. Give me 7 and 9. I don't want to be on stage at 11:30.
Yeah, do you do meet and greets?
I do.
You do?
Because I bring my art and I want to sell the merch.
You sell? Yeah, same. I want to sell it, so I have to do the meet and greets. Are they all fucked up and drunk?
No, my fans are sweet.
Yeah, I bet you have the best fans.
They're real sweet.
Like girls with the big glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's nice. I have psychos.
I bet you do.
I have people just trying to arm wrestle me.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, totally. God, I bet you have sweet fans. If you're a sweet person, you have sweet fans. But sometimes I do have existential crisis about you because I'm like, you are very positive. Like you were in your car the other day and you were taking a video of yourself being like, I'm about to go do all these spots. And you were so cute and happy about it. Whereas me, I'm like, I'm about to do these fucking spots. I think you have a good outlook. Or is it all?
I don't know. It just depends. It depends. What?
Or is it a charade?
It is a charade.
Nice.
I don't know. Sometimes I'm like, you know what I don't like? When I'm hanging out with people I love, and then I've arranged a spot later that night and have to leave the fun hangout.
That's the worst.
I hate that. And I'm like, God, I want to just stay. I don't want to make people
Okay, this is an advertisement for NoCD. NoCD.com/Jordan Jensen is where you should go. NoCD is for people with OCD, which many of you have told me. If you suffer from intrusive thoughts that basically you're worried that you're going to hurt yourself or hurt somebody else, you can't live on a fifth-story walk-up because you're worried you're going to jump out the window, or maybe you have a Vitamix and you think about putting your hand in it and that makes you go all faint, or maybe you worry when you hold a friend's baby that you're going to throw it on the ground. Or maybe you just have rituals. I get rituals. I get stuck at the stove. I can't leave my apartment. I have to check everything 1,000 times, and then I miss important things. So if you are suffering from obsessive thoughts that you know are not one with reality, you probably have OCD. And if you do have OCD, or if you want to find out if you have OCD, you should go to nocd.com because they will put you in touch with an exposure therapist. Exposure therapy is, in my opinion, the only way to deal with OCD, aside with, you know, coupled with medication. But it is the number one way. I have to start doing a little bit of exposure therapy right now because I kind of let some of my rituals get a little out of control. And I have been missing important things because I'm checking stuff so much. So I'm going to have to start doing exposure therapy. And I don't have to go to exposure therapy because I went to exposure therapy, so I know how to do it. So it's not something you have to do forever. You can get in touch with a therapist. They teach you how to do it. And then it's something that you can practice when you have flare-ups like I am in right now. So, that's nocd.com, nocd.com/Jordan Jensen. When are we going to not do this? What age do you think you're going to quit?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I think Tig Notaro did the exact correct thing.
Did she stop?
I think she dabbles, but I think she just like got a wife, had two babies.
God, I love Tig.
And just like, I know, I love her so much. And then I feel like she would hate me if she met me because I opened for Louis for so long.
Oh.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I always think about that. I'm like, she's like my idol, but
I know. She's one of my favorite
things. She's so good. I was very influenced by her coming up. She rules.
She taught me to take the time. Stop rushing. Because at the beginning, I'm just... But now I'm like,
I still do that at the Cellar, though. I race through bits.
Well, it depends if you're on a lineup of people.
Yeah.
There was a night at the Comedy Store where it's just like heavy hitters of, you know, the energy. And I go, oh, no. And I'm trying to match theirs. And I'm like, wait, but that's not how I deliver. And sometimes gets in the,
Yeah, totally. I hate when I watch the person who goes up before me.
You can't. Because then it rubs on you.
I have to emerge suddenly.
Yeah.
Totally. I was watching Dan Soder last night and I just was like crying laughing. Like I couldn't catch my breath. And then I'm on stage basically thinking the whole time, like, we should all leave and just follow Dan home. Like, why are we watching me? It was so He got off stage and I was like, I'm mad at you, dude. And he was like, shut up. And I was like, you're like, that's so fucked up.
I know.
And then I'm on stage thinking about his bits, laughing, and yes, then being like, all right, anyway, back about my fucking stuff about cum on my back, you fucking, you know? And he has jokes about like pineapples. I want to be a silly I don't think that way, though. I think about gnarly blood and chaos and ripping people's faces off. I wish I was a silly goose. Do you have your own podcast?
I do.
What is it?
It's very lazy. It's called Laughing With Myself. It's just at home.
By yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Who do you talk to?
Who do I talk to?
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, just talk to about things that made me laugh from the week.
Alone? Solo? With a guest?
No, by myself.
Wow.
I'm just talking to the camera like they're my friend.
I do that sometimes on this podcast. Do you ever feel a little crazy? Sometimes I get a little panicky. It's probably better if you're at your house. There's something about sitting here looking at that giant camera.
Yeah, this is
wouldn't
a lot for me.
Wouldn't that feel a little crazy?
Yeah, no, but at my, I think I've gotten used to, because it's almost like reading a journal out loud in the sense, because I'm just kind of talking about things that moved me or made me laugh in the week or a thought about something. And then sometimes I'll just play my keyboard or do a cover. So it's just a little... Yeah. And sometimes they're only 7 minutes.
You're not
making
pushing
myself do an hour.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
My solo pods, it can only be half an hour. When it gets to an hour, I feel too weird.
I feel psychotic. I think that's the key. Keep it short.
You should just do like a Patreon thing. And then you can make a little money off it. A little special.
I need to research that. I haven't done the Patreon.
Yeah, because if you're doing like 10-minute little special stuff, that'd be nice to make a little money off it.
Yeah.
That's cool. Do you ever have guests on?
Only my friend Steven on once.
Yeah, I know Steven.
Steven Castillo?
Yeah. You know? Why do I know him? He's probably comedy here?
He wrote with me at SNL. He was a writer at SNL for 7 seasons.
Well, I feel like I did something.
You've probably done shows or something.
Yeah,
like that.
I think we did shows together. Yeah, he's funny.
He's so funny.
What is he doing now?
He moved to LA, which made me real pumped because I'm like, this is one of my best friends. And I take him sometimes on the road, and he's been writing for other movies and shows.
So. Did you move to LA after you stopped doing SNL?
Oh, that's where I'm from. I just moved back.
So you were just here for SNL.
Mm-hmm.
You got it. What did you do? Did you do an audition for? Were you writer and then you were on it, or were you just straight to it? Hell yeah! Did you hate it or did you love it?
It was a mix.
Yeah.
It was a bucket of everything.
How long were you on it? Long
Six
time.
Seasons. Not that long. But pretty good.
That's good.
That's good, right?
Doesn't that seem good?
Yeah, I think that's plenty.
Who was your class?
Because I still came out and I still have joy. So that's good.
Yeah.
I was with Kate, Cecily.
Yeah, you had the best 80, class.
Kyle Beck. Yeah, it was pretty fun.
That's a good class.
They were. It was.
It's picking back up now. But maybe I think that because a bunch of my friends are on it. But I'm like, oh no, SNL's. I think I like it now again.
I know. I think it's just always the case. It's always like there's some golden things that pop out.
Did Kate move to the woods?
I think so.
That's what my mom said. Mm-hmm. My mom is obsessed with her. She just moved to the woods and is not doing stuff? Doing parts
maybe
occasionally?
I think she acts in some things.
That's such a dream. I just want to live in the woods and be just dragged out sometimes to make
money.
I know.
Wouldn't
that be nice? Do you live in L.A.? Silver Lake.
No,
Echo Park.
I'm like Burbank, Toluca Lake near. I'm right near Universal Studios. Sometimes I can hear the Jurassic Park ride.
Really?
I love it.
Wow.
Yeah, and I like hearing dinosaurs.
It makes the dinosaur noises.
Yeah.
Wow.
When the clouds are just right, I can hear the.
When it carries through the smog, when the smog clears for a moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally. When it parts like Moses. That's cool because also LA. Whenever I'm in LA, I feel like almost there could be dinosaurs because it's such a different climate to me and it's so Mars-like.
Yeah.
That I feel like if I heard dinosaurs, I'd be like, there are dinosaurs.
Are you from here?
Yeah. Well, I'm from upstate.
Oh, okay.
So the West Coast to me is like, I feel like I'm going to Saturn. It's awesome, but I'm like.
I could see that.
It's very weird. I slide into it. I can slide into my like surfer vibe person.
Yeah.
But it's very, I always feel like I had to record a Don't Tell There a long time ago. And I had like a full panic attack before I got on stage and I couldn't figure out why. And I was like, oh, it's because this place is like so foreign. The trees, the leaves, the houses are low. There's no brick. like, even the Comedy Store, I feel so weird in, because I'm like, I could destroy this entire building in 4 minutes. You know what I mean? Because it's just like, it's not strong. The buildings in LA are weak.
Yeah.
You know? And in New York, it's like, you kind of feel like this idiot, because you're like, this is an ancient room. It's brick. Famous people have been on the stage, and I'm just like this flesh sack. But in LA, I'm like, this is a set. I'm on a set right now.
Whoa.
It feels very different to me.
Yeah.
In New York, it's very intimidating, because I'm like, this brick is going to outlive me forever. But in LA, that's, I'm like,
I mean, that's true.
Yeah.
Whoa.
It feels very temporal in LA. Like, I'm like, this whole place could go down in a second, and so could I.
Whoa.
Whereas in New York, it's like,
I don't
matter.
And then there's earthquakes, so then that's,
and the fires and the, yeah. Were you there for the fires?
Mm-hmm.
Was it bad? Did you get fucked?
Didn't burn? No, I was okay, but one of my favorite theaters burned down in Altadena.
To perform in or to go see something?
To perform. I was doing like a little morning show there.
That's awful.
Awful?
I mean, it's awful that it burnt down.
Oh. Saying it's awful.
No, it's so sad that you had a little morning show.
I know. But it's okay.
You were waking up and going there?
Yeah.
And talking on the radio or like performing?
No, I had a little crowd and I brought coffee and I loved it.
Oh my God.
It was
that's really cute. Maybe puppets?
I had my friend bring a puppet and roast me from the crowd in the morning. It was like, it was adorable. It was only like a 30-seater, but I loved it.
I know what you're doing. You got like a weird thing going on.
No, but I copied Marie Bamford because she was doing morning shows there. And I was like, I love that.
Yeah.
Because I like when I wake up in the morning and I'm not judging things yet. Later in the night and evening, I get more negative. In the morning,
so
I'm kind of like,
you would just get up and go be a silly goose in the morning. What time?
Yeah, because I'm still kind of half asleep.
Yeah. That's fun.
I love it. 10.
10 is nice. I can't wake up before 11.
Yeah.
Maybe 11. It's mainly noon. Unless I go to the West Coast and then I'm up early. It feels great. That feels great. So are you traveling all the time now?
No.
You're off right now.
I took 3 months off because I was going to do the LA Marathon. I was training. And then I tripped on a rock and face planted.
I saw that.
Yeah, I know.
That was intense.
I got some little stitches here. But
what?
Yeah.
Oh, you did. You sliced your knee open and you hit your face.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What happened there? You landed on your hands, but they didn't work?
Yeah. Yeah, I just went full flat.
Were you running up in the hills?
No, this is what's dumb. It was flat surface.
That'll get you.
But the rock was still there when I went back.
Really?
It was lodged in the ground, and anyone could still trip over it. And I told the guy at the park, I said, it was that rock right there. And he goes,
you didn't do anything?
He goes, yeah, we'll look into that. And nothing happened.
I think you can sue.
Yeah, but I don't have the energy for it.
Me neither. You know, it's crazy.
Some people have the energy, and I'm, forget it.
Yeah.
I don't want to deal
no
with it.
No way. What is it? How would you even begin? Just call? Just holding the phone for an hour? Looking at it? It's crazy. But it was a public park.
Mm-hmm.
And a lodged rock. And then you pulled out of the marathon?
Yeah, because I lost like 3-4 weeks of just training.
Because your knee was fucked up?
Yeah, I couldn't run after that, yeah.
Because of the stitches?
The little stitches.
Oh, my God. But you didn't break anything?
No, thankfully, no.
Oh, you just your skin?
Oh, yeah, God. Nah. I feel like you are someone that would have a bunch of stitches and stuff.
I've had stitches. I faint at blood. Easy.
Oh.
Easy fainter. But I only had stitches one time. Because I put my arm through.
I'm not saying that you're tumble everywhere.
No, yeah. I seem rough and tumble.
Yeah.
No, I've never broken a bone.
Same.
Really? But that's because we have strong bones.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes I meet people and they're like, I broke 11 bones. And I'm like, I can tell. I can see.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You don't drink 11 bones.
I can see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I could smell those types.
Right. The veal cows.
Yeah, totally. It's the ones that do the arm shake like this.
Yeah. The weak, wet, the slightly wet. Yeah. Totally. But no, also, I was kind of a pussy as a kid. I wasn't doing a lot of...
Same!
Really?
Yeah!
Wow! My sister was rough and tumble, and I was hiding and writing weird gothic things on a piece of paper.
You were goth.
Yeah.
I love it.
What were you?
I wanted to be ska rockabilly.
Oh, that's nice!
And I even had my friends punk, you know, trim my bangs like Betty Page.
Did you do it?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh,
and then
really?
I was cutting my own hair in my restroom. I shaved my brows off so they were just like little lines.
You did?
Yeah.
Wow.
But I was a poser. I was always home. I wanted to be out. I didn't go out.
I was a poser. I was doing drugs. I was doing drugs, but I wasn't like going to puncture. I mean, sometimes I would. I guess I wasn't really a poser. I was a poser in the sense that I wasn't into goth music. I was into like Blink 182.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I dressed goth.
Oh.
But I wasn't listening to like Rammstein.
Who's that? Is that a gothic band?
Yeah, yeah. Rammstein. Yeah, it's like deep goth. I would try.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess I listened to like Cold Chamber and stuff, but I was more into little.
You
like,
probably look so cool.
I was very fat. I was a huge kid, so I had like the fishnets over the big fat legs and the giant boots that were like this tall.
Whoa.
Yeah, and like the bat wing shirts. But I was fat, so it was so funny. And there's something very funny about being. There's something funny to me because you're a fat goth, which means you always have skeletons, and you're like wearing images of skeletons, but you're so fat. Which is so bizarre. You know what I mean? It's so unfair. It should have been like Buddha. Buddha should have been the... You know what I mean? It's a nightmare.
That's so funny.
And like, you know, Jack Skellington and what's... They were all skinny.
Nightmare Before Christmas hoodies.
Totally.
That's so funny. Mm-hmm.
That's why I like the Cheshire Cat. The Cheshire Cat was pretty fab.
Yeah, he was cool.
Yeah, I liked him. He was the cover of my MySpace. Cheshire Cat. I was that kid. Had a lot of stripe, black and pink.
Yeah. That's cool.
Did you go to a big public school?
No, I went to all girls school.
Wow. Did you?
Yeah.
Was it religious?
It was Catholic.
What? From what age?
7th to 12th grade. Can you believe?
That is so crazy.
That's a lot. I know.
Giant school, little school?
Small.
How many kids per grade?
Over 100 maybe.
Yeah. And then were they doing sexual stuff?
Probably.
But you weren't.
I think I was, no.
You weren't invited.
No. No, I didn't. I mean, in LA there's like there were quite a few like Catholic all-girls schools. And then the boys' school, it was weird. It was called Sister Brother Schools. And we would have our dances together. And my brothers went to Don Bosco, which was the all-boys school.
Yeah.
And then I went to Ramona Convent. With all the girls' school.
Ramona Convent is so intense. Ramona Convent is so scary.
I know.
Wait.
But I didn't know any different. And
Were there nurses? Were there nurses? Were there nuns?
Yeah, the nuns were the teachers.
Wait, did they wear the outfits?
No.
They were women, just with clothes.
Yeah.
What kind of clothes?
Casual.
Suit?
No. They were casual. They wouldn't wear
But suit. They were nuns.
Yeah.
With like a cross on, maybe?
Maybe.
And they would teach you like science and math.
The only way we knew they were nuns is because we'd have to call them sister, like Meredith or whatever.
Oh, okay. Right? That's the only... But were they strict? Were they stern? Did they hit?
No hits. I think in the day they did.
Yeah.
And I think it was a boarding school back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Ramona Convent.
Yeah.
The boarding school. But you went home at night.
I went home.
And you had all brothers?
I have two brothers and a sis, so it's four of us.
Sister's older?
Younger.
Younger?
And she lives here. So
really?
That's where I've been staying this week, yeah.
You like her?
She's my best friend.
That's so nice. What does she do?
She works for a startup company for education.
How much younger is she?
3 years younger.
That's nice. And you've liked her the whole way through?
Yeah, I lean on her.
Wow.
She's so smart.
That's so nice.
And a good heart. She makes me a better person.
She's like a nice person.
Yeah.
Does she have like a child and husband?
She's pregnant right now.
Wow, you're gonna is that your first?
No. I have my two brothers also have each a little girl.
Yeah, but it's different.
It's different with the sis.
It's different.
This
with the
one
sis.
Is very emotional.
It's
for
gonna
me.
Be your child.
Yeah.
My sister has a daughter and it's mine. Oh. It's not hers. I mean, even my sister acknowledges it. She's like, "This is your child that I
love
had."
It.
Yeah,
I love it.
It's the best.
I'm excited.
The brothers' children are. They're the best.
Yeah.
But I think it is different. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't have brothers, but I imagine that. One of my stepbrothers is having a kid, and I'm like, it's not my child.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
it's your
yeah,
child.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I love the child.
Yes.
And then she is married. Are you married?
No.
You're not married.
No.
Are you with somebody?
I have a boyfriend, yes.
Nice. Does everybody think you're gay?
Probably. I don't know.
Like when you're with men, are they like, are you gay?
I don't think so.
Me neither.
But I could see how I give off that vibe, too.
I think in LA, it's easier. There's something about being in New York. It's like you just like if you I don't know what it is. I don't know. I mean, I have a very gay energy because I was raised by lesbians. But I think in LA, there's like an aesthetic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? People, whereas here it's like people are still kind of doing a little bit of, if you do, it's almost like if you do dress gay, you are gay because you're trying to show that you're gay because you want people in New York to know that you're gay. You know what I mean?
Oh, I see.
But I think in LA it's just like, who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is nice. How long have you been with this guy?
2 years.
2 years?
Mm-hmm.
How is it?
I love him so much. I just, yeah, I don't know. It's so funny, too, because I think sometimes I'm like, do I even have a plan or a want for, and I don't really have a want or a future or any, I don't have any.
Really?
I feel I got everything and I'm good.
That's so nice. So it sometimes freaks me out. You don't want kids?
I don't think, I've never had the feeling for it.
Me neither.
And why force it and why?
Because we force it because.
The society?
I think we force it because later.
Later you want someone to take care of you when you get old.
That's what I'm worried about.
I know.
Wait, but you're such a kid person. Like you would be able to make paper mache and puppets and shit with them.
Yeah, that's true.
But I think about this too because I know that I'm a kid person because of how much I'm obsessed with my dog and I can feel that it's the love for a child that my dog.
Yeah, yeah,
and I'm
yeah.
obsessed with my dog and I play with her all the time. We have games and we have so much fun all day.
But I'm scared that the other side of like a really controlling part's going to come out of me.
I'm scared that I'll be worried that something will happen all the time.
Yeah.
Like the way that I don't let anybody watch my dog, like I'm constantly like, I'm like, how would I send my kid to anything?
No, it's scary.
It is. I think what happens is, though, the dog is a perfect angel that eats when we tell it to eat. And I think when you have a child, it's not a perfect angel because it's a child. So then when it finally goes to preschool, you're like, fucking take the child.
Whereas the dog,
you're like, I have no need for you to take my dog. She's done nothing.
Right.
So I think that helps.
Yeah, that probably helps.
Because right now I'm like, my dog can't communicate. I'm the only one who understands. You won't know if something, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the kid is like, you're like, it's a fucking kid. It's been snotting on me for six.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's screaming in your ear.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I must sleep.
Yeah.
If my dog was up all night crying, I would be like, please go to preschool.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, I haven't had the holding the belly. Like I've.
I don't feel it.
I don't feel it either. It's really weird. And I think about it all the time because, you know, my friends, I'm almost 35, so now my friends are beginning the panic.
Mm.
And, like, one of them is having a baby with just a guy who knocked her up. The other one is trying to lock down a husband so that she can have a kid. Like, there's this, whoa, like, frenzy.
Right.
It's like one of those, when you go to those places and you have to fill up a bag for a dollar. It's like that.
Yeah.
It's like a discount bag, and they're trying to just, like, build a man out of some thrift clothes and put it in a bag. And I'm like, I don't think you guys, I think you should just go buy the clothes you like. You don't have to go to the thrift store for that.
Yeah.
You don't have to go to the bag place.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Because
then you're just going to have all this shit around your
right.
house. But they're doing it. And it's scary. But if you got pregnant, get it out of there.
Oh, see, I don't know.
It's hard, I know.
See, I don't know. That's
weird.
If life happens like that, well, then I don't know.
I feel the same way.
But I'm not on a hunt or anything.
A baby hunt. Yeah.
Yeah,
people are on hunts.
No, but
are
I feel for, you know, most of my friends are guys. I don't think I have two. My sister's my best friend. I guess.
Yeah, and she's already
I guess I don't really know.
Yeah, but some comics do. They're all freezing their damn eggs. They're all freezing them. Yeah, it's funny when a guy goes on the hunt for a child. That's always really weird to me. When I have a guy friend who's like, I know that I want to have kids. I'm almost like, all right, you don't get to say anything about this.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I remember I've gone on dates in the past where a guy's like, yeah, I want to have at least three or four. You're like, you're not doing anything. You're not carrying these.
Yeah, it's crazy. Three or four are psychotic.
And after that, I'm like, I don't want to see you ever again.
I want to have at least three or four. If I was a man, I'd be like, yeah, fuck it. Let's have seven kids. Just because you don't have to do shit and you have like a tribe around you. That sounds so fun. But you definitely can't demand that of your life. But if I was a dad, my God.
Dude, I think we'd be good dads.
Such good dads. I know it'd be so crazy to be a mom. What a nightmare. But I'm happy that people like doing it. I mean, it's nice that not all... I always kind of thought that I was like, I think when we all grow up, we're going to be like, yeah, we're not having kids. That's what I thought was going to happen to my like tribe of female friends. But they're all like, no, I must have kids. And I'm like, great, I can dip out. And you guys do it. And I'll rear your children with you.
Yeah.
Which is nice. But then I do worry about the...
The
getting old.
But would that... That's a self... Is that a selfish reason to just have one kid just so you could... Just to take care of you when you're
Well,
old?
Also, it's like... I mean, it's like when you experience people taking care of their parents, it's like the worst thing. It's like all you want for your parents is for them to have a partner that can help them. There's something really awful when you have to like tend to your old ass parent.
I know.
It's brutal.
Yeah.
Okay, I got Van Man's Tallow and Honey Balm as a new sponsor. I really like this. They sent it to me in the mail. I've used every single product. I put the tallow on my body. Now it's really smooth. I used the sweet onion shampoo yesterday, and it did make it clean, which I didn't expect. It actually is clean, and I really like it, and I'm going to keep using it. And I used the chapstick, which I really liked, and my favorite was the Pearl under eye cream because I always want to put shit on my under eyes, but I want it to not be shit that's going to make it worse later on. And this is all ingredients. Like this one I'm reading is grass-fed beef, tallow, olive oil, honey, beeswax, and essential oil. It smells like beeswax, which is the best smell in the whole world. So it says, you think Dr. Squatch is some wholesome company, Burt's Bees native? We all know Burt's Bees is bought and sold. Think again. They've been bought by mega corporations and private equity firms who hijack these beloved brands and then fill them with the same corporate slop as everyone else. Okay, I already just burped. But one company is doing things differently. The Van Man Company. They started the tallow trend a few years back with their grass-fed tallow moisturizers, and they've been crushing it ever since with hit after hit of clean, nearly edible solutions for your everyday product. Here's the thing about tallow. It's the best moisturizer on earth because the fatty acids are nearly identical to the oils in your own skin. Your body actually recognizes it, and you can feel the difference. Your skin will be soft and smoother than anything else. That is true. My skin is softer today. It actually is, I swear to God. And because there's no filler garbage, a little goes a long way. Tallow Balm isn't just moisturizer, though. It can replace your lotion, night cream, wrinkle cream, and even Neosporin Diaper Balm. It's powerful enough to heal the skin, yet safe enough to spread on your toast. That's real ingredients. Ready to ditch the corporate chemicals? Go to vanman.com/Jensen. Use code Jensen for 15% off your order. That's vanman.shop/Jensen and use code Jensen for 15% off your first order.
Are your parents alive?
Yeah.
Both? Sick. That's nice. Are they together?
Mm-hmm. Can you believe it?
No.
Yeah.
They've been married the whole time?
Yeah.
Do they have God in their hearts?
A little bit.
Really? That's nice.
Nothing extreme.
Yeah. They have a little bit of God. Do you have a little bit of God?
I guess I mean, I like some prayers.
I like some prayers. But did you go through like an addiction thing at all? Like a step program?
No.
That's how I have prayers, is from like working steps. You gotta have prayers.
I did. I felt like I went just because my therapist had me go to some like Sex Anonymous.
Yeah, things. That's what I am.
What was it called?
SLAA.
Yes. So I remember those. Yeah.
You went to SLAA?
I went to it for some. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Those are tough meetings, but it is good. What did you go for love addiction?
Love addiction. Yeah. I would get like fantasy and just kind of.
About
obsessed.
Exes.
Exes and just.
O's.
What?
Exes and O's.
O's?
Exes and O's.
Oh, X and O. Yeah, I got it.
Yeah. Exes and O's. I have it. Yeah. I mean, I have to. It's like a. I should be like still going to meetings and stuff, but I was doing it mainly because I just could not keep getting back together with this person and breaking up and getting back together. So I did SLA because I was like, this has to stop and I can't stop it.
Yeah.
But were you just like bouncing from one person to another?
I think so.
Yeah.
I definitely was, hoeing it up.
You were hoeing it up?
Yeah.
I can't imagine you hoeing it up.
I know.
That's cool. You had a hoe phase?
I for sure.
Wow.
You go to all-girls school for 6 years, you're going to have you're going to go nuts.
You're going to go nuts. Was it in your 20s or in your
30s? Yeah,
20s. 20s hoe phase.
Oh,
classic.
Yeah. Classic.
Is that when you went to SLA?
Well, yeah, I think so. And a little bit in my early 30s.
Yeah, I went early 30s. It is helpful. But I was, I don't know. I think if you're a love addict, you... are a sex addict for sure. I think it's the same. It's like a validation addict.
Yeah.
But yeah. And then I started dating somebody, so I stopped going. Probably not ideal.
It's okay.
The amount of times that I worked the steps and then just got back together with my ex and just had to tell my sponsor and be like, yeah, I'm back in it again. It's so crazy how similar it is to drinking.
Yeah.
It's nuts. Do you drink?
Not that much. I'll have a Modelo every now and then.
That's nice.
That's it.
You never go crazy with it.
No. I used to drink more, but then it just hurts now. Like wine and hard. I can't. I just like a cold beer every now and then.
Every now and then, like once a week?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice. God, I wish I could do that. If I did every now and then, I'd be like...
But you're sober?
Yeah, or yeah. else it'd be like every now and then is like at noon and then...
Yeah.
I just, whatever I'm allowed to have, I go crazy for. You know what I mean? Like if you give me a thing.
Yeah, then I'll how I was with tattoos. I went nuts.
Do you? Tons. Where are they?
Oh, yeah, you can't see. There? I actually just got this one touched up.
That's an old one that they recolored?
Yeah, so it faded pretty much, this one. And she's out here in New York, and she just touched this up. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah, it's so pretty. It but looks like it's
this
stitched.
One had thoughts. Yeah, I felt like... But I can get obsessed with one thing and then just, well, it feels good. I'll just keep...
Yeah, I do that with, like, whatever exercise I'm into. Like, if it's boxing, I'll go crazy with it. And then I'll burn out. Yeah. But you do that with running.
I did for a bit. But now I feel really healthy, like, with... I don't know, just with myself.
That's nice.
Yeah.
How old are you though? Can I ask that?
38.
Yeah, 38 I think is when it gets easier. The guy I'm dating is 38.
Yeah.
And he just is a little, I can feel me being this frenetic energy and him being like, yeah, that, okay, you'll see. It's not, doesn't have to be this crazy all the time. And I'm like, no, we have to light a little fire over here. We have to make this. It's just problems. Like, I just make little problems everywhere. And there's no, but you do that with the late thing. That's a little problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because you said you're late all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that makes a little chaos.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Yeah. But I feel rude. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I do it all the time. I was like standing in my apartment and my dog has this like guitar toy that's like a stuff thing.
Uh-huh.
And I was pretending to play it before the podcast I just did. And the guy I'm seeing was like, this is why you're late all the time. And I was like, because I was squeaking
it. That's something I would do. You just start playing with something. You're like, wait.
I was squeaking it while going, like, playing it, and it was squeaking on the thing, and I was like, oh, I got this. Or, like, do you ever, like, play a song on your phone and go like this? And it makes the song go crazy?
You no.
Do
try.
Dude, I'll show you.
What do you mean?
I'll show you right now. Okay, watch.
Mm.
What was the song? I think I was listening to Morgan Whalen. Don't tell anybody that. Okay, here, we'll do. We'll do it hardcore.
Are you breathing in it?
And I'll do that for so long and just miss everything.
Oh,
just sitting there
God.
On my phone doing that. Yeah, I'm obsessed. And I do things like that all the time. Or like,
how did you discover that?
I just knew that the sound was coming out of there. So I knew that if my mouth was on it, it would change the sound.
That is you know? Cool. Because I must start doing this.
It's
now.
So fun. I know. You can mesmerize people with it too. I because sometime I was like, where it's coming out of here, because I would always hold music up to here, and then I was like, yeah, I can make an instrument.
Whoa.
But I get stuck. I get stuck doing weird things. Yesterday I rearranged my whole apartment, missed everything in my life.
Yeah. Yeah. No, get in there.
I need it.
Those are good. I love the trail mix that has the M&Ms.
Is there any that doesn't, you know what I mean?
Yeah, some don't. You're like, get out of here.
It's awful.
You need
it. You know what my theory is? If there's M&Ms, keep the raisins. Don't need them.
Oh, I see.
I don't need the raisins.
Yeah.
See, you haven't had the raisins.
I haven't.
You've been eating around them.
Yeah.
They can't compete. And it's rude to the raisins, honestly.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Nobody's going to choose the raisin over the thing. Well, it's exciting that 38 is when you become normal or healthy. Because were you fucked up when you were my age, when you were 34?
Well, see, I think I was still at SNL, 34.
Yeah, which sounds fucked up.
I think it was just a lot, I don't know.
What happened? Did you quit?
I left, yeah.
Because it was just enough.
Yeah.
It wasn't a thing. You didn't get molested or anything.
No!
Oh, great. Good. That's great. Just clear up all the speculation about that.
No, I just couldn't keep up. I was like, another year of...
It's just so much time.
Yeah, and just like the weekly anxiety I would get to approach writers with ideas and just the rejection feeling. I was like, I don't know if I could keep feeling it.
And then you present your ideas in front of a bunch of people?
No, you go and just think of, you kind of would text a writer who you would think, oh, this might be a good idea because he's good at, or she's good at writing this style, like a commercial parody, or this person's good at writing this kind of sketch.
Yeah.
And you just pitch them the idea, whether text or call, or just in person after, like on a Monday. And then if they, you know, like it, then they'd be like, yeah, let's plan on tomorrow.
What do they say if they don't like it? Left you unread.
It usually would go like, they'll say, yeah, I don't know, I'll think about that. Or it's, oh, I'm already writing something similar with someone else. And so you're wandering around like, oh, I hope I can write something with someone. And I didn't come from sketch, so I didn't have that skill, and I wish I did.
I don't have that skill at all.
Because if when people go there, like, I remember Heidi, when she joined, she was alone writing her own, like, three a night on a Tuesday. And I'm like, but their goal, because she was trained to write sketches.
How?
At Groundlings. She had that, a lot of them have that training, that skill, and that helps.
Which is like script writing?
Script writing.
No, I can't.
And I didn't know any of it. So I was just.
It's so scary. And then you're just walking around being like, Mommy?
Mommy? Exactly.
That's so fucked up.
Yeah.
Like not being chosen for dodgeball or whatever. That's so scary. I would really not do well in that.
But see, I feel like. I just think it's. Yeah, when the older you get, I'm sure it's better to. I also, there's so many things, Jordan. It's just like a range of, you got to really know who you are and your what you like, your comedy style. Like, and I think I've always been someone like, oh, I don't know if, will that be good enough? Am I, and I think now I'm getting to a place where I'm like, no, I am. I'm great. But I think when I started, I was not feeling strong enough about my talents, I think.
My thing is, like, even if I feel good in one arena, I have to feel bad in another. I have to balance the good with the bad or something in order to establish control. Like, it's like, say it's like, for example, you got a Netflix special. Yay, you're doing Netflix special. Okay, I'm going to maintain this, like, super toxic relationship or else I can't have everything be good, because if everything is good, then something really bad will happen in my mind.
Yeah.
So I have to be like, if something's going well, I'll like throw a grenade over there and I'm like, okay, I'm allowed to have this good thing because there's a fire over there.
Oh.
So like I'm worked, and now in therapy, it's like, how do you just allow things to be good?
Good, I know.
And like,
self-sabotage.
I can't, because I'm so worried that I'll get blindsided and then something bad will happen. So I'm just like creating, which doesn't make sense logically, because that just means the bad thing will happen and I'm creating a weird little explosion.
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh.
Like, sometimes I'll just be like, what if I just stayed up all night and didn't stop watching Mad Men? And I just, then I had to get up and I only had an hour of sleep. And I'm like, don't. And then I'm like, I'm going to do it. And it's just to create a little fire. There's no reason.
I think I'm the same way.
Really?
Yeah.
Little fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think that is being like kind of an addictive person a little bit. But I think it's also, I think it's like a way of, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like maybe comedians' identities are wrapped up in being like different. So they're like, I could turn the TV off and just go to bed like a normal person. Yeah. And then you're like, but I'm a freaking weirdo. And then you don't, you know?
Right.
And I'm like, but that's not weird to watch Mad Men. That's like the most normie thing to do. If I was like paper macheing all night, that would be one thing. But I'm like, just another episode because I'm bad. It's crazy. That's crazy. But I do that all the time. It's nuts. But then it's like if I go to the gym and I go to therapy and I live my whole life, I'm like, I better do something weird, like eat eggs and fish at the same time because they don't go together. I better make my stomach feel bad. It's really weird. It's crazy. I would like to do that. It'd be fun to cosplay as a healthy person. That's what I'm going to start doing, the cosplaying, where you're just like, I will do the things that are required
of
me.
That's funny. That can be a bit of yours.
You think?
Maybe.
To pretend to be normal?
Yeah.
Like have an avatar in a video game and just be like, give it water. Give it food. You know what I mean? It goes to gym now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice. I'm trying to do that right now because I'm in a relationship that's like good for the first time.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'm like I'll have this lapse in judgment where I'm like, I'm cosplaying.
Oh, I'm like pretending. This isn't the real me.
Or like I'm pretending to be in a normal relationship when I really know that I'm not capable of that. And then I'll just, you know, I'll do something weird in order to make it weird. But it's like, in the, but I think that most of existence is a little bit of cosplay, for sure.
Yeah.
And I think you like do things that are, you like get in those amazing moments where you're like, this is so myself.
Yeah.
But then like when it comes to like putting on a shirt and pants is not myself. That's like something I do to go out into right. the world. Right. I'm not being like, this is so Jordan to put on a shirt.
Yeah.
It's like I can't go outside naked.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which I think like being a civilized person means like you do, you have right. to do things.
Right, right, right.
But it is nice when you do get into the pocket where you can do freaky shit that is like playing the keyboard and being weird.
Yeah.
It's nice. It's a good release. Or going like this with a squeaky
the dog toy.
Toy. That's nice. But you can't do that all the time. You have to water yourself. You have to.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it'll, I've always had this theory that your 20s, you hate yourself and you want to change yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Your 30s, you accept yourself, but you hate yourself. And your 40s, you accept yourself and you like it. That's my theory.
Ooh.
Because I think my 20s, I was like, I will not accept this bitch. I will be different. And then my 30s, I'm like, I am this bitch and I hate that bitch. And then when I see my friends that are in their 40s, they're like, she's great. I love her. I love this person.
Yeah.
So I think that's the trajectory. And then 50 is like, my life is destroyed because I had kids and now they're going into high school. But if we don't do that, we'll be fine.
Yeah.
Going online with ExpressVPN is like driving without car insurance. You might be a great driver, but with all the crazy people on the road these days, why would you take the risk? Every time you connect to an unencrypted network in cafes, hotels, airports, etc., your online data is not secure. Any hacker on the same network can gain access and steal your personal data, passwords, bank logs in, credit card details, etc. It doesn't take much technical knowledge to hack someone. Just some cheap hardware is needed. A small 12-year-old could do it. I don't know. Oh, I thought it's a smart 12-year-old, not a small. It could be a large 12-year-old. That's also a possibility. Lowest price ever plan start at just $3.49 a month. That's 12 cents a day. Super secure. Would take a hacker with supercomputer over a billion years to get past ExpressVPN's encryption. Fire up the app and clip one button to be protective. Works on all devices, phones, laptops, tablets, and more, so you can stay secure on the go. Select plans include Identity Defender, a new suite of tools to get your data removed from data brokers, alert when your data appears in the dark web, and even insure you against data theft for up to $1 million. And that's for U.S. customers only. I did have this happen to a friend recently. They lost a huge amount of money from their Bitcoin, and this would have helped them. So you should do it. Secure your online data today by visiting expressvpn.com/RIP. That's expressvpn.com/RIP to find out how you can get up to 4 months. 4 extra months, expressvpn.com/RIP. Hunger strikes and you're exhausted. There's something healthy in your fridge or pantry that you should be making, but you don't have it on you. For me, eating healthy isn't a willpower problem. It's a setup problem until I found Factor. I like Factor. I keep it in my freezer. I pull one out when if I don't have any food and I'm going to go to candy instead. And I just heat it up in the microwave. It tastes good. It's easy. You can order. You can have high protein ones. You can have, you know, you can custom make them, which I really like. You can follow your macros easily. Factor has meals built for your goals. I spit on the mic. Whether that's weight loss, overall nutrition, more protein, GLP, support for strength and workout recovery, check out Factor's Muscle Pro Collection. Every meal is crafted with functional ingredients, lean proteins, colorful veggies, whole foods, healthy fats. Factor bans 175-plus ingredients, no artificial colors or sweeteners or high fructose corn syrup, no refined seed oils, just nutrition-dense food. Never fresh, never frozen, over 100 rotating weekly plans, including globally inspired flavors like Mediterranean and Asian. So now there's always something new to look forward to. Try the newly launched ready-to-eat salads with vibrant ingredients like elote corn, I love elote, and miso edamame, plus 70-plus add-ons found in your nutrition, from green juices to peanut butter energy bites. Ready in 2 minutes, Factor shops, preps, cooks, and delivers straight to your door, so you have more time for everything you love this spring. You guys should order Factor. You should use the promo code. It's factormeals.com/RIP50off and use code RIP50off to get 50% off and free daily greens per box with a new subscription only while supplies last until 9/27/2026. See website for more details. I just met an old couple, or I just heard about an old couple. My friend like climbed with this like 75-year-old couple in Arrowhead in California.
Whoa.
And they don't have kids. And they just rock climb all the time. And they're like super healthy.
Whoa.
And they have so much fun. And that gave me hope.
Woo.
Yeah. So I think that if you don't have kids, you just keep yourself healthy, and then you don't need a kid to keep you alive. That's the goal.
Yeah. And if you end up wanting one, you can adopt one.
I know. But have you ever talked to the guy that you're dating about adoption? Men are anti-Diet Coke, and they're anti-adoption.
Whoa.
It's true.
Oh.
They don't like adoption. Ask the guy you're dating. Be like, would you ever be okay with adopting? I bet he'll be like... I bet.
Interesting.
It's really weird. It's very weird.
They need to have their little sperm in there.
They need to have their sperm, and they need to be able to see their face, or else they'll do something weird. Oh. That's why when you have a baby, it looks like the husband. Have you noticed that? Where it looks like the... Like, yeah. With your brothers, it looked exactly like them for a few months.
Yeah.
That's so they don't kill it with a rock in the wild.
Jeez.
I think.
Yeah.
Or, like, eat it. Whoa. So I think they need it to be look like them, which is really... But I don't feel that way. I would love to have a little Chinese baby.
Yeah.
You know? Sometimes a kid on the train will, like, lean on me, and I'm like, easy. I could adopt this kid right now.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
No problem.
It's so cute. It's so cute.
The best.
One time I was waiting, I think it's for a table at a restaurant. This little kid was playing his little car, and he goes, rawr. And then he just used my leg as
a
shoulder. And all that. I love this.
That's the best. That is the best. I was like reading a book on a train, and this little kid with Down syndrome was so cute. And he was looking at the book and then looking up at me. And then looking at the book and then looking up at me. And I was like, okay, well. And I like started to read the book. And then I was like, I actually can't read this out loud because it's like some horrifying book. It's like, and then I killed a woman with a knife. But it was so cute. And I was like, yeah, I could easily mother this child for the rest of my life. So, but men don't have that. Men don't like Diet Coke. They don't like adoption, and women don't like overhead lighting, and men like that stuff.
Oh my God. You're so smart, Jordan.
You know, that's a pretty genius take, overhead lighting. Yeah. No, but I really am curious how they can tolerate the overhead lighting. I've wondered this forever. I've stood with a man and been like, how do you feel right now? And it's like the worst overhead lighting.
Oh,
and
they're
like, totally fine. And I'm like...
Like, do you ever have meet and greets at comedy clubs and where the photos are, there's no...
It's psychotic.
And, yeah, they don't care, huh?
They don't care. Men don't care. Yeah. They turn... Sometimes they don't have bedside table lamps. They just turn off the light when they go to bed. Could you imagine?
Dude, no. I don't like that.
It's psychotic. You know what I really hate?
What?
Have you ever met a guy who has the light that he can control from his phone?
Yes. I have friends like that, yeah.
I hate that so much, and I do not know why. It's sexual, I think.
Yes.
It's sexual.
I've never wanted to go about finding that in my life.
No. I've never.
I don't.
And they're like, no, you can. Dude, literally, I'm talking to a guy the other day, and I'm like, why do you have that? Be real. This is like one of my friends. And he was like, because if your favorite color is pink and green, I can make it pink and green.
Ew,
I'm like, if your favorite color is pink and green, that doesn't mean you want to fuck in pink and green. That means that the pink and green is going to show the under eyes because it's going to make her skin look weird. We all want like an amber, and that's it.
Yeah.
That's
it.
We don't want blue to bring out our veins.
God, no.
It's so scary.
That's so funny.
Or like one time I was on mushrooms and this guy was like, ooh, we can have fun with the lights. And I was like, I'm losing my mind. It fucked me up. It was crazy. And they're like, oh, you say your favorite color is green? And I'm like, no, I'm in the Matrix, please.
Oh, my God, no.
Yeah, but they love that shit.
Yeah,
it's very weird that the man's aesthetics does not... You'd think they... You see those birds do those dances, and they have nice aesthetics. The birds, their feathers are beautiful, and the female bird is mesmerized. But our guys are just like, you like pink?
Yeah.
That's not a good bird dance. It sucks.
That's so funny.
And we're so good at it. We're so good at providing the nice, sweet things with the cast iron skillet or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You got a good skillet, I bet.
I actually don't have a skillet.
Really? What do you got? You cooking?
I'm not good at it.
I'm not good at it either.
I'll make a cup. I have an egg pan.
How big is that egg pan with your hands?
It's like this. It's a little one just for the eggs, right?
How many eggs?
Two.
Two fit in there?
Yeah, well, I scramble it before and I pour it.
Okay.
But it's like this.
It doesn't have to be like this?
Yeah, yes.
That's little.
But isn't that the typical? Get a little...
No, that's tiny. That's a little toy. That's... What do you got? An egg pan's like this. Right?
Oh, okay.
You got a little cute house, don't you? I bet you
No, I don't. No. I don't know. See, I don't know this stuff. I only have a couple cups, couple bowls.
Oh, that's nice.
I don't like getting the whole kitchen collection.
Yeah.
Some people get like everything matching.
No, I have
a couple
shit.
Plates that are different.
You know what I have that's quite odd? I have about 4 forks. I think I probably have 150 spoons. No idea how this happened. Cannot even begin to tell you how the forks have become so outmatched by the spoons. But it is really crazy.
You know what? I have more spoons than forks.
Yeah.
Did you just say that?
Yeah. What is that? Why do we have so many spoons? I have no forks.
I'm going to send you a photo when I get home.
I'm going to send you a photo. I think maybe they're getting sucked up. I think it's socks in the dryer or something.
Yeah.
Maybe the spoons don't fall down the side of the thing. I don't know. But I have no forks. But also spoons are cute. Maybe you see a spoon, you like the spoon.
Yeah, that's true.
But no forks. It's crazy. But also fuck a fork.
Yeah.
I'm anti-fork. I'm a spoon girl. Unless I'm eating ice cream. Forks.
You like those sporks? Remember those?
I love sporks. We should get bring sporks back.
Yeah.
See, this is so nice. I'm usually talking about depression and stuff with you. We're talking about sports.
I hope I'm fun. I hope I'm doing a good job.
You just have a light demeanor, and you aren't. And everything I do is so intense and heavy, and this is nice.
Okay,
I like that
good.
We're talking about forks.
Okay.
Do you have any of that stuff? You have the depression and stuff?
The week before my period.
Oh, you have PMDD?
I think I heard you talking about this.
No. Do you want to die?
Yeah, I just think there's no point in me being here anymore.
Yeah.
That's it. And I go, I'm done. The world sucks. I'm ready to go whenever. It's like that.
It's crazy.
It is.
It's take me out. Yeah.
And then
I mean,
after the period, I'm like, I have a lot of love to give people and the world.
Yeah, but why must we all suffer from this? I mean, the more I talk about PMDD, the more people I know are like, oh yeah, I have that. I have that. I have that. And then I'm just like, is this just, but are you on birth control? Does it help?
No, I think I've always just been a mellow. I think I'm more on the. I've always had a, little sad, little side of me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. But
I think what helps me is, thankfully, I have a lot of. I like to draw, and that kind of releases, you know, cathartic feelings of,
death.
Yeah, yeah. Or any kind of dark feelings. It helps me.
I paint all the time, and it helps so much.
Ooh.
Yeah. I paint stupid, bad stuff, but it helps much.
That's good.
It's the best. Any little weird craft thing that I do for myself and for nobody else really helps.
It's good.
But why does it help so much? Because it moves the hemisphere. It helps your... It does something crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I started doing it because I got like a therapist who does art therapy. And he would just be like, okay, now go paint. And it was like, I was like, this is crazy how much it's putting me into the mode of like being a little kid and just doing something for myself for the sake of fun.
And then you just put on some music and like just, and it's quiet.
I like that.
I don't have to talk. You know what I mean?
When
you're doing your art, you're just in this like trance.
And it feels like you're doing something.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I'll do puzzles.
Ooh.
Which is great, but it's not even close to how good the painting is. I think what it is you're creating something, like you're actually actualizing something. I felt this way when I built stuff too. And
what have you built?
I used to be a contractor.
Really?
Yeah. So like houses and places.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's so
you're
fun.
You're a handyman.
I'm a handy bitch.
I love that.
Yeah, it's nice.
That was one of my goals this year. It's like, I want to learn how to be more handy.
It's so easy.
Yeah.
You just have to YouTube it.
Okay.
It's just learn how to do drywall anchors. Then you can hang anything and then you can build anything.
Ooh.
But the hard thing about building is every time you build something, you have to secure it to something. People don't know how to secure it.
Mm.
But if you learn how to secure things, then you can build off of the thing you secure. That's what I recommend.
I cut you off.
Painting has been helpful. But the PMDD is the worst possible thing in the entire world. Every single time I get it, I'm like... I know that I'm in it, and it still feels like I'm never going to get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm out of it, I can't remember what it's like to be in it, which is weird.
Yeah.
Because, like, I can't right now identify with the feeling of being in it. But when I'm in it, I'm like, I can't remember being happy ever. And I'm going to feel like this forever. It's like acid. I think it is kind of similar. Like, have you done acid?
No.
What's
acid like?
Acid is like you'll have like a good thought, and then all of a sudden you feel amazing, and you'll get into this wave of feeling really good, and you're like, I see love, I see connection, people are people, and then you'll have like, it'll pull into a dark zone, and you're like, everything is super bad and sinister and horrible, but you can't, when you're in the horrible, you can't remember what the good feels like. And it is, I think PMDD, I bet that there's something related to the chemistry that happens with acid, because you do get delusional. You are like, there is no reason to be here. I suck. You look in the mirror and look bad. That's the weird thing.
Yeah.
Where you look in the mirror and you're like, I can't look like this. And then you'll look at like a picture later and be like, what the fuck? I was freaking out about this photo. Yeah. Who cares? It's crazy. But I think it is like a trippy thing.
Yeah.
Because I can't. And like, you're not supposed to make any decisions when you're on PMDD. And I've done that. Like, I've gone against that and just like done crazy shit. But I've also like bought a house and got a dog while I was kind of freaking out, which is good. But I've also gone to jail on PMDD too.
Whoa.
It's crazy. Whoa. But I don't know if there's any. I've been like doing so much research because so many people hit me up about it. And some people are like, take antihistamines. And I'm like, if we're at allergy pills for PMDD, we are lost.
Whoa.
How do we not know anything about it? It's crazy.
Hmm.
But that's. And I think I used to drink through it and feel better, but now I just have to fucking raw dog it. Just gonna suck it up.
Yeah.
But I can do stand-up with PMS.
Yeah.
I can. That is the only thing that helps is working out and doing stand-up. Because when I do stand-up, I can just freak out at people. And they don't mind. It's so nice. And I just go on stage and I'm like, this fucking guy, you guys are on your first date. She's not going to fuck you. It's awesome. And they're like, ha-ha. And I'm like, okay.
Man, that one clip, I mean, all of them are so good. But yeah, that one guy that brought, it was at the Cellar. And the guy brought a girl like that was, she hardly spoke English. And you were like, that's so pedophilic. Like, because she's like, I don't know anything.
Yeah.
I'm like, God, it's true.
Isn't it so weird?
Yeah.
It's so creepy when people are like, this is my girlfriend. And they're like, I don't know what you're saying. I'm like, jail. You have to go to jail.
Yeah.
That's psychotic behavior.
Yeah.
It is crazy. And I've seen it the other way around with women and men. Like, I've seen women date, like, this is my Venezuelan boyfriend. And I'm like, still pedophile to me. It's not, it's interchangeable.
Yeah.
It's still quite odd.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that shit one bit. I don't mind if they have a language that they speak together.
Yeah, yeah.
But you see that at the Cellar a lot, where you'll see. Yeah. There was one couple at the Cellar, and I couldn't figure out what was going on. This guy is dressed like shit. This woman is dressed to the nines. And I was like, what's, you know, I'm talking to them. I'm like, you guys dating? And they're like, no. And I, like, couldn't figure it out. And I'm going, like, 8 minutes with these people trying to get to the bottom of what's happening. And I walk off stage, and my buddy's like, she's an escort. And I was like,
oh,
obvious. Like, it was like, of course she's an, and you could, everything they were doing was being like, bitch, how can you not figure out what's going on?
Oh.
Like, they kept trying to hint at it. They were like, we're together for business. And I was like, where do you guys work? And they were like, not the same place. And I was like, what's happening? Yeah. And now but I never. Or like, I met a couple once and I couldn't figure out what was going on. And then I got off stage and somebody was like, they're swingers. But like, I never suspect any of that. I'm such a weird little prude.
Yeah, yeah.
But people be doing some crazy shit. So many swingers. There was a group of Republicans recently at this table. And I was like, are you guys related? Are you family? And they were all just in a fuck group.
Whoa.
They all fuck each other. And
Whoa.
It was really crazy. And after the show, they were like, we're like a big polyamorous group.
Whoa.
And I was like, I thought you guys were all related. I thought you were going to a funeral, wedding. But yeah.
Wow.
But you don't get those freaks at your shows?
No. I'll get more on, like, there might be a couple, like, little weirdos that are obsessed with me and maybe too much or something.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, little, like, girls?
No.
Or do you get little stalker guys?
Little stalker guys.
Oh, I hate it. But I have a problem with rage. So, like, if I have a stalker guy come to a show, I have to be
have
like,
rage.
Huh?
Oh.
I'll get like, I'll be like, I want to fight him. Bring him
to
me.
Yeah.
And I can't do that. I had one guy come to a show and I had told him to never come to a show. And I literally was like, I'm going to go out and talk to him. And they're like, you literally cannot. I've texted Taylor Tomlinson about this and been like,
oh, yeah.
Am I allowed to lose my shit at this guy? And she's like, you can't. You just have to block him. but I want to just be like,
it sucks.
It sucks.
There's one dude that it was anytime. Oh man. I'm not going to say any of his, but there was one club I was in Texas and he was running and circling the building that while I was performing outside.
Running and circling?
He was just running around the building in circles around the comedy club.
That happened at the Cellar recently where I didn't go to a show. I didn't show up one night. And he was going back and forth between the venues and being like, where is she? Where is she? And they're like, she's not here. She's sick. And they're like, that's unacceptable. And he kept going back and forth thinking that I was like hiding somewhere. No. But it's scary when you're there. I had one guy go and just turn his brights on to the comedy club when they kicked him out and just stood outside with his car with the brights on.
God damn.
It's so weird. This guy was running. Could you see him running?
No, they were just telling me, the owner of the club, he was like, yeah, he's here.
And he's a little crazy guy? Damn. Have you ever gotten weird mail or anything scary?
Thankfully, no.
Yeah. I know some people outside my apartment the other day were like, oh, Jordan Jensen, do you live here? And I was like, yeah. And then I was like, no.
No, you can't say it.
I know. I fucked up.
Oh, are you like that too, where you got to be careful? Like,
One guy found the house that I built with my dad and sent me a photo of it. And he was outside the house and was like,
no.
Is this the house you built with your dad?
I know. I hate this.
Isn't that scary stuff? I know. But good thing I have my giant guard dog all the time.
You have a what?
Giant guard dog.
Oh, yeah.
A big dog. Yeah, it's pretty scary. I fainted the other day, or I started fainting because I was at a show and I heard all these men. They were just being like, Jordan, and I was like, just chill out, you guys. And I was like doing the meet and greet. And then they were gone. They disappeared and Coyote wasn't there. And I was like, what the fuck? And I just started fainting because I thought they took him. And my response was I just started passing out. And then my opener, who's my best friend, was like, I have her. She's followed me. But I was like, I had no fight. I had no, like, I was like, does anybody know where my dog? And I was like a goat. It was crazy. But yeah, that's, I should get more freaked out. I think that as women, we should be cautious. But I think more I get really like angry where I'm like, well, how do you possibly think that this is going to do anything for you? But I think they just get delusional ideas, which is weird. But one time I had a lot of dreams about Jude Law.
Oh.
Like a lot.
Yeah.
After I saw Closer. And like a lot, like every night I'd have this dream that me and Jude Law were together.
Wow.
And I was like, maybe that's what's happening with these people. Is there like, but I was like 15 when that was happening.
Yeah.
And I think they just developed this fixation. Yeah. And then I'm like, but Jude Law wasn't like I'm on every platform constantly speaking directly at people. Jude Law was just in one movie I saw.
Yeah, know? that's why this is like, they feel like they really can hang out with us and know us.
Yeah. That's scary stuff. I did that with Tig Notaro. I developed a super fucked up, not fucked up, but a paranormal relationship, parasocial, paranormal. And I did, there was a time where she was performing in Nashville and I was like looking at her and I was this like young baby comic and she's like looked up at me and I was like, what am I have to go. And I like left, but I felt like I was like, we are buddies. And then Kyle Dunnigan, who did Professor Blastoff with her, was at the Cellar. And now I'm like friends with Kyle.
Yeah.
But I just had a full panic attack on stage because so he was watching. Dude, he's so funny.
So great.
It's so, the only part of Kill Tony that I've ever enjoyed is when he did it.
He's the best.
He's the best.
He's so talented.
He's such a good dude, too. Yeah, he's endlessly funny. It's crazy. But I used to listen to that podcast. And my like dad had died and I just got like super fixated on it. And I think I emailed them and it was like it was that bad. So then Kyle was at the Cellar and he was watching my set and I just on stage just was like flop sweating, insane. It was crazy. I know. It was so weird. And I haven't had that really for anybody, even like Louie or something. But okay. We're at our time. What are we at? What does that mean?
12 minutes? What do you mean?
It's an hour and 12 minutes.
Oh, it's an hour and 12 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, we went over?
Have you? Yeah, a little bit. That's okay.
Oh, look at us.
Have you met Maria Bamford?
She's one of my friends.
No.
Yes.
I'm obsessed with her.
I love Maria.
She's her conversations about OCD changed my life. Did you read her book?
Mm-hmm.
It's so good.
It's great.
She did all the SLAA and the AAs.
Yeah.
I worship her.
Yeah, me too.
I do worry if she met me, she would be like, you're too crazy.
Yeah, I can't hang out with you, George.
That's really good.
I love Maria.
I love her. Do you ever open for her or tour with her?
I have in the past. I've done a couple shows with her, and she did a few of my morning shows that I had at that little theater. But yeah, I've worked on bits with her on the phone. Like, she has a thing called Joke Machine where she'll go like,
okay, you do one and I'll do one.
Like, we go back and forth and do
You're really good at that.
She's so good. Oh, wait, thanks.
As we wrap up, let's run through the impressions.
Oh, which ones?
You have a lot.
I know, but I haven't worked on them much.
What do you what are they? You have Maria Bamford. What was the other one? You have Chloe? Do you have Chloe? What was the girl that you had, the other girl? The other female.
I have a lot, but I can't think of... You mean Dolly Parton?
Let's see Dolly.
Well, I'm here just hanging out with George Danson.
I can't. I don't know. That's it's been good. A long time.
You even have
Jolene, 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 Jolene.
Wow.
I'm begging of you, please don't take my man.
Wow. But now you could do Britney Spears, though, because they're very close.
So I kind of used the Britney to get me to the Dolly.
What's Britney? Britney is.
It's.
All you people look at me like I'm a little girl.
It's even more in that too.
It's like dusty almost.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then do you do men?
kind of. Yeah, I do. I mean, I have an old Owen Wilson impression. I used to.
Yeah. It's an okay day in New York. Yeah.
Wow, that's good.
Wow. There's others.
I have none. I have Marge.
Ooh.
Where he goes, but I can only say Homer.
Yeah.
I go, Homer.
Oh, homie.
That's good.
Homie.
Oh, yours is good.
Homie.
It's a little.
Yours is good.
She has a higher.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's her fucking Homer. That's all I can do.
Bart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I worked on this new tag. Well, Steven Castillo helped me out with this tag for this bit I have. Last year I auditioned for Milhouse for Simpsons because she had retired, I think.
Oh, that's
a
good
voice. And so I worked hard and I was in my closet just working on it. And it felt good to like have an assignment and work on a voice because I liked that challenge.
Milhouse again? Remind me of its voice?
Hey Lisa, do you have any idea who would be your next crush?
Wow.
Everything's covered up Milhouse.
Yeah. Did you get it?
No.
How?
No, so then I'd say that on stage, like, I didn't get it, guys. And the crowd goes, oh, and I'm like, yeah. So I sent him a second audition, which went,
if I don't get this part, I might do something crazy. I might have to pay a visit to the casting director tonight. You don't want to mess with a guy that has nothing to lose.
That's so sick.
So Steven added that and it worked really good. But that's I was like, so I good. Needed, I always need help with the where to go with the bits, you know, sometimes.
Totally. All of us do. That's sick. You didn't get that. Who got it?
I don't know. I don't know what happened.
A boy, maybe?
Maybe.
A little boy?
Maybe a little boy.
But it was a girl who did it before.
Yeah.
Was it the same person who did all, the woman who does so many of them?
She also, yeah, I mean, I had to do three because she had voiced three characters. I forgot the other, Rod. No, was there a Rod?
I don't know.
There was another little guy.
And then what did you just do a voice thing in? The movie.
Oh, Hoppers. The bear?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was my voice, but just a little more like, hey, oh, come on, that's not fair. It was like a
Were
little
Were you boy deep. Or girl in it?
I was a girl. I was a big bear named Ellen.
The bear
that's on.
You're the main bear?
Yeah.
And you're in commercials all the time.
No.
I seen them.
No, Jordan, that was, look, I used
what
to get.
What was that?
That was, I was the JCPenney girl.
Were you?
That was it.
You were JCPenney?
Maybe there was some other chicks I look like, you know?
No, you just did something that I saw.
No.
You just did like a fundraiser thing or something. It's on your Instagram. What did you just get makeup done for and then you were like, you guys should
Maybelline.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Okay, yeah. That was one. Yeah. But it was an online, like a social media app.
Yeah.
So that's so counts.
That's cool.
I know, that was fun.
Did you get free stuff?
No.
Well, that's crazy.
I know.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard. You didn't get free makeup?
No.
What the fuck?
Times are tough, I guess, that's for everyone. Tough. I know.
That's really, and you thought you were.
I thought for sure.
You were like, I'm going to take probably a small check and then a lot of makeup.
Nothing. Yeah.
That's psycho. That's so weird. They should send you a, that's crazy. It's like if you do work, you don't get anything. But then if you don't work, like I remember I went to the Netflix boxing match. And I had Netflix put me on like a list for the MVP to go to this boxing match. So I didn't do any work. I just sat there and I got all this free shit. But then anytime I've worked for something, I'm like, I would like the free shit, but you don't get the free shit. It's like if they think that you're elevated enough to not have to work, you get everything free. But if you're somebody who needs to work, they give you nothing. And that is crazy to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Man, I know. It's not like how it used to be, you know? When I was on this show, I was getting free stuff all the time.
Really?
Oh.
Just shipped?
Just delivered. I would go online. I have a joke, old joke about it, but I remember like tweeting out, I love Vicks Vapor Rub, hint. And they sent tons of Vicks to my place.
That's awesome. I do that all the time. But nothing happens.
But I know, but now, yeah, nothing happens. I'm some hair product I messaged. I was like, I really love this curling gel. And they go, and I don't, and
they go, thanks for the mention.
And I didn't know how to say the brand name. It's called Way or something, but yeah. It's not spelled like that. And I said, yeah, how do I say it? And they corrected me. They said it's like the word way. And that was it.
Period? Oh my God.
All right.
That's crazy.
I know.
Every time I say this, but Moon Brew, I'm here. I'm ready. Moon Brew Magnesium.
Ooh.
I'm obsessed with it. It tastes like hot chocolate.
Ooh.
And it helps you sleep. It's the best.
I'm but try I really Moon Brew.
I like the sugar-free stuff.
And do they give you
No.
Oh,
but I'm going to keep trying.
Yeah. I tried that with Abuelita hot chocolate one time.
Nothing happened. Send some girls some hot chocolate.
Man.
We need it. That's funny that we both did it with hot chocolate.
Whoa.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I love hot chocolate. Okay, thank you for doing the show.
Thanks for having me.